life. We're all going to get laid.
The devil's advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
To the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Happier Happy Hour rolling on. The January 6th hearing's going to kick off in like 90 minutes. Can't wait. Can't wait.
I'm so excited.
We can take your calls. I know. Everyone seems quite excited. I was waiting for Betsy to break into lyrics and verse at 844-967-2789. Dom, I know you've got a little update for the audience. You shared it with me during the break.
CNN is reporting Betsy DeVos. You remember her? She served as Trump's Secretary of Education, which is ironic enough, but that's not what this is about. Apparently, she is acknowledging publicly for the first time that she discussed the possibility of invoking the 25th Amendment with other cabinet officials and then Vice President Mike Pence following the January 6th Capitol attack. She resigned from post on January 7th, the day after the rioters stormed the Capitol. Before she left, she told the USA Today in an interview Thursday, she explored whether using the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office was a viable option before departing the administration. She said Pence told her he would not support using the 25th Amendment and that his backing would be necessary for such an effort to be successful. Quote, I spoke with the vice president and just let him know I was there to do whatever he wanted and needed me to do or help with. And he made it very clear he was not going to go in that direction or that path. I spoke with colleagues. I wanted to get a better understanding of the law itself and see if it was applicable in this case. There were more than a few people who had those conversations internally.
More than a few. Here's something interesting, Dom. You know, we're all full of high expectations right now. That and sugar, probably, at least in my case.
Sugar.
You probably tequila, but I've got, you know, sugar, a little sugar rush. But little warning. You know, what if it doesn't meet our very high expectations? You know, we put on the greatest radio show ever. We expect the J6 Select Committee to kill it like we do. I mean, if they'd have given us the reins, we'd have killed it. But since we're not emceeing the big event tonight, I hope they can meet high expectations. But a headline found it at the Raw story, you know, the secret of my success, the Raw story. January 6th committee's intel could be used to sue Trump into oblivion,
ooh,
even if he isn't charged with a crime.
Ooh.
Let me share a little of this with you and the audience. On Wednesday, the Daily Beast reported that even if President Donald Trump and that former corrupted, soon-to-be-indicted President Donald Trump, wouldn't that be more appropriate? Coup d'etat leading former President Donald Trump.
That guy.
Even if he's never indicted or convicted, take that back. Even if he's never indicted or convicted over the revelations from the January 6th committee, it could still provide fodder for civil liability that could be used to bankrupt the former president under a mountain of litigation. You know, currently he's just morally bankrupt. A little bit more here. Here's a quote. Well, it's doubtful the hearings will meet the sky-high expectation of Dom and Crute and those who believe the committee would expose open and shut wrongdoing from some of the nation's top officials. The primetime hearings will deliver one thing. Evidence for many of the lawsuits seeking to make former President Donald Trump and other election denialists actually pay for the violence. What the committee cannot do, is hold people accountable. But that's where the criminal prosecutions, and perhaps more importantly, Dom, civil litigation comes in. Lots of lawsuits, a couple of former Capitol police officers, and some Congress people. They're suing Trump because he put their lives in jeopardy. And now we're going to see what? The most extensive investigation that I think the public's ever seen, over 1,000 witnesses, and all the evidence they need, it's all going to be made publicly available, certainly between now and the midterms. And if I were a plaintiff's attorney in any of those fine civil lawsuits, Dom, I'd want to get to the front of the line before Trump completely runs out of money. Know what I mean? Because you're trying to hold him financially accountable. And, you know, he's not going to take any responsibility, but the first one, you know, to put a lien on Trump Tower, well, they get paid first.
I never went bankrupt, by the way, as you know, everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
Many times he went bankrupt.
Not Trump personally, but the corporations, many corporations that Trump was running, those corporations
many,
with their
many
corporate
corporations.
Shields, many corporations, they went bankrupt. But Trump personally was able to shield himself and not personally go bankrupt. So,
well,
you know,
Dom,
big difference.
Let me give you a few of the stats the J6 committee has been gathering.
Yeah.
According to the panel, it has interviewed more than 1,000 witnesses and collected at least 140,000 documents. And that's just Mark Meadow text messages from Jenny Thompson. Thomas, my bad. Obtained through subpoenas and delivered under oath. I like that under oath part. Attorneys working on cases against Trump are already considering how to get the evidence. In some cases, videos or interview transcripts into a form that's admissible in court for their cases. Well, here's the great news, Dom. The standard for evidence admission in civil litigation, it's a much lower standard.
Indeed it is.
And this investigatory, the hearings. Well, you know, the only standard is the court of public opinion. One last line. Luckily for those attorneys, the witnesses who spoke to the committee were already under oath when they testified. So one must assume all that evidence, what do they call that? Evidence?
Evidence.
It could be perceived to be reliable evidence.
Certainly. A little bit more on this, again, from the Raw story. The report also suggests that the liability could extend to members of Congress closely allied with Trump's effort to overturn the election, like Rep. Mo Brooks, a Republican from Alabama. One of the attorneys on Swalwell's team thinks new evidence might persuade the judge that there's a strong enough case that the Republican congressman bore some responsibility for the damage at the Capitol. It was already known that Brooks, a Trump loyalist who peddled all kinds of disproven voter fraud claims, he wore a bulletproof vest on the morning of January 6th when he told riled up protesters near the White House that their ancestors had sacrificed their blood and sometimes their lives.
You know, if you didn't come back with Nancy Pelosi's podium or, you know, like videotape evidence of you crapping on something at the U.S. Capitol, you are almost unelectable in a Republican primary these days. You need some real evidence of insurrection.
Well, I mean,
you know, loyalty,
the fact that the guy wore a, and unless Mo Brooks wears a bulletproof vest on a regular basis.
Well, if you were Mo Brooks, you might.
maybe. But assuming that's not the case, why would he on that day? I mean, that shows forethought, knowledge of what was going to go down. And I think there's a lot of that in the report that's come out in the last 24 hours. Lots of Republicans concerned. Hey, do we need a security detail? They're going to go nuts when what they want to happen does not happen. These are Republicans that are saying these things.
One other thing that a Republican, former cabinet level secretary, Peter Navarro,
remember,
got arrested and booked the other day.
Put him in handcuffs,
threw him in a cell.
Can't believe it.
And he requested a call to his lawyer. And now federal prosecutors are alleging that former Trump White House official Peter Navarro lied about the details of his arrest when he went on Fox News to complain about his legal jeopardy.
Shocking.
So Navarro ran immediately to the Fox News to tell his side of the story. And, you know, federal prosecutors normally don't pipe up. But in this case, they felt it necessary to correct the record. The guy, you know, I guess it's not perjury if you just go to Fox News. But here's what they say. Navarro was arrested on Friday for contempt of Congress after refusing to abide by a subpoena issued by the House Select Committee, you know, the J6 committee. In his first cable news interview after the arrest, Navarro told Fox News personality rhymes with Tucker Carlson he was denied an attorney. Now, I thought he wanted to represent himself. Navarro repeated the claim before magistrate Judge Zia Farqua in a U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia. Those were false claims, according to the transcript of his interview with FBI agents released Thursday.
I wish you weren't a liar.
Oh, lying before the judge. That makes it perjury. That makes that a crime in and of itself. I'm just making a mental note of that for later. FBI Special Agent Walter Gardenia said Navarro asked if he got to make a phone call. Do you have an attorney you'd like to call? Gardenia asked, per the transcript of the interview. I'm supposed to be on a live television tonight, Navarro replied. I'd like to call the producer and tell him I'm not going to be there. Navarro was scheduled to appear on Mike Huckabee's show on the Trinity Broadcasting Network, the big TBN, Tom.
Yeah, I mean, what an ego. I mean, you just got arrested by the FBI, and your concern is, I got to let them know I'm not going to be on TV tonight. Really, why don't you call your lawyer, dude?
Well, there's more here, Dom. Can I have my phone, Navarro asked. Special Agent Gardenia informed him he could not have his phone until after being arraigned, but told him he could speak with an attorney second time he offered, according to the transcripts. The next line of the transcript says Navarro referred to the FBI agents as kind Nazis.
Oh, the law and order, back to badge, Republican Peter Navarro.
I mean, and then he asked them, how can you live with yourselves?
Didn't do it. Lawyer f***ed me.
You know, I got an interesting story I can't tell on the radio. I've had one of those kind of weeks myself, Peter Navarro. At least I wasn't in cuffs. I wasn't arraigned. I wasn't a criminal defendant. And I didn't perjure myself before a judge, apparently, according to the transcripts. And when the federal prosecutors come out and say, you're lying, and when you go before the judge and you make that very specific false representation,
you
have perjured yourself. I mean, Michael Cohen did 3 years in prison for lying to Congress. You only were going to get a year, maybe two separate charges, two misdemeanor charges. Navarro could have kept his freaking mouth shut and
he probably can't keep his mouth shut.
Well,
they can't do it.
He went on Ari Melber and confessed the coup d'etat attempt.
Twice.
How do we know? He said it on MS. I mean, he didn't even take it to Fox News. He took it to MSNBC. Hell, Jesse Waters would have given him a hell of a platform and would have blamed it on Nancy Pelosi.
Or wokeness and critical race theory.
So, Peter Navarro, you have multiplied your crimes.
That dude's going to lose his mattress on the first night. I guarantee it. Yep. Guaranteed.
844-967-2789. I saw a couple callers there being a little impatient, trying to get home, get a little dinner in them, walk the dogs, pour something cold, get ready for the J6 hearings, popping some popcorn maybe. The jumbo bag. You know what I'm saying, Dom?
Oh, don't eat too much. You hurt yourself, Curdy. This is very important. It's very exciting, and I do have high expectations. Obviously, I mean, I'm not giddy because I want to be.
High hopes.
And generally, I like to live a life of low expectations. That way, I'm very rarely disappointed.
Burster.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I expected that BS to happen because that's how it is. But I am hopeful. I didn't get my fix with the Russian collusion Mueller report that didn't do it. There was some information there that I certainly believe is damning, and I don't think this is a fake Russia thing. He kind of got away with that one. He got away with obstruction of justice on that one. He ran the clock out. We know that's a strategy that Republicans and people use, and Trump.
Oh, you and Santel whining about the Mueller report, man. We got a J6 hearing coming up, and
that's exactly my point. My expectations are usually tempered, but I am. I'm putting a little more on this one because I didn't get my fix last time.
Do you think Gableman will watch tonight? What do you think
Gableman's
7 o'clock plans are? You think he'll tune into
Devil
Radio?
He better be ready for court.
No, he claims. No, he's trying to refuse the subpoena. It's almost like he doesn't want to appear in the court, in an actual courthouse, as opposed to like a liposuction clinic in Brookfield. Come back. More Devils.
Submission. We call that treason, why not?